I'm just thankful. Matthew chapter number 1, I want to speak to you for a few moments. We'll go home and leave our kids with Brother Brent and Sister Vicky. What a blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Woo, glory. I ain't taking a 30-minute nap today. I'm getting a full 3-hour now. I'm talking about climbing to bed and cover up. You hear me? Yeah, y'all didn't come for church. Come on now, talk to me this morning. Man, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. I want to take a few moments to preach to you this morning on this subject, Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 19. And I want to preach to you this subject. Joseph was a just man. Joseph was not just a man. Think about it. Joseph was a just man. Joseph was not just a man. The A makes the big difference. You put the A in front of Joseph, and Joseph was a just man. You move the King James writer moved the A over, and he's just a man. He's not just a man. He's a man that follows God. I ask you a question today. Where are you at with the Lord? Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 19, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Matthew 1:19, Joseph was a just man. I want to preach on that. And I want to show you in his life exactly what we go through in our life. The Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared. Ain't you thankful when you're thinking God will show up? Ain't you glad when you're thinking about it? You ain't acted, you ain't blowed up, you ain't done anything out of the way yet, and the Lord shows up before you make a fool of yourself. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, I shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you here. Lord God, we lift up no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today I ask you to illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue. Let me preach. Let not my own thoughts, let not my own ambition, let not my own want, let not my own will get in the way, but let the Holy Ghost move through this service. Lord, let me do nothing to quench the Holy Ghost. Let me do nothing to grieve the Holy Ghost. Father God, I pray that we stir him up today, Father. Lord, I pray in some believer's life that the Holy Spirit would get stirred up today, Father. Lord, they'd get a case of I can't help myself today, Father. And Lord God, they'd just get on fire for you. Lord, I pray for the one that's lost that needs to be born again. I pray they come to an old timey altar and they do business with you. This morning, Father, that you just have your will and way in this service. Father, we just thank you so much for this day, and I thank you that Joseph was a just man. Lord God, I pray you bless this service in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning as we come this morning in Matthew chapter number 1, verse 19 through 25. We see the Bible says that Joseph was a just man. That means that Joseph, he was a righteous man. He was an honest man. He was an upright man. And he was a man that was holy. He was a man that feared God. He was a man that wanted God to be elevated in his life. And he wanted God to do mighty things through him. This morning I want to say to you, there are several others in the Bible that's been called a just man. There's been several in the Bible that's been called that. You say, well, Job was called a just man. No, Job was called an upright man, which means he was a just man. But if you'll turn with me this morning, if you will, to Genesis this morning, chapter number 6 and verse number 9, I want to show you one individual that was called a just man. In Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 9, I want to show you this this morning. You say, preacher, why are you taking us back to the book of Genesis? I want to show you who Joseph was lined up with, who he was following, and who other men in the Bible that was following as well. In Genesis chapter number 6, in verse number 9, the Bible says, then are the generations of Noah, and Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. I say to you this morning that Noah was a just man. He was a man that followed God. He was a man that feared God. He was a man that loved the Lord. But I say to you, not only was he a man of God, not only was he a just man, but if you'll look with me in your Bible to Mark chapter number 6, in verse number 20, I want to show you another individual that was called a just man. Not only was Noah a just man, but John the Baptist, he was called a just man. I don't know about you this morning, but I would thank God if somebody would look at my life and they would be able to say that he is a just man. He is a man that's going to do what's right. He is going to be a man that does according to the Word of God. In Mark chapter number 6, in verse number 20, oh, King Herod, he had came here, and here's what he said about John the Baptist. In Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 20, for Herod feared John. Why did he fear John? Because the Spirit of God was all over that man. He said, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man, knowing he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. I say to you this morning, not only Noah was a just man, not only was John the Baptist a just man, but if you'll turn with me in your Bible to Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 19, this morning, Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 19, and there was another man that was called a just man, and his name is Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? I want you to know Jesus Christ was a just man in everything that he did. And you remember when he went before Pilate, and you remember what Pilate did. He was going to wash his hands of Jesus. Hey, can I say to you this morning, you can't wash Jesus off you. Matthew 27 and verse number 19. And here's what Pilate's wife said about Jesus Christ. Here's what she said. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, who is that? When Pilate was set down, and his wife said unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this, with that just man? He said, don't you have nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. I say to you this morning that Joseph was a just man. Not only was Noah a just man, not only was John the Baptist a just man, but Jesus Christ was a just man. And you say, preacher, what does that got to do with us today? What does that got to do with Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 19? I say you can be a just man or a just woman this morning, but number one, you're still going to have problems in your life. You're not exempt from problems. You're not exempt from pain. They're going to come your way. And I want you to look at the problem that Joseph had. Now, I want you to get this morning. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example. You say, what kind of problem did Joseph have? I say he had a bigger problem than anybody in this room. His wife has already been pregnant. She's already fixing to have a child, and he's never known her. He's never went into her. He's never laid with her. He's never had sexual relations with her, and here she is pregnant, and he's to understand. He don't know what to do. But I want you to know, before he threw any judgment upon her, he started thinking about the situation. And you say, preacher, what does that mean? This man, within 1 year before he would marry her, it would be the betrothal period. And that period would be this. That would be the time that would be set out for a year. And he would go and he would make preparations. And he would make a home. And he would get things ready for when they got married. And here he came. And she's already pregnant. She's already having a baby. And you say, preacher, what does that got to do with him? I want you to know, it said that he would not make her a public example or a public figure, because if that would be found out before that day, that woman would be took out and she would be stoned for of what had happened in her life. But I want you to get this. Joseph had a problem. And instead of acting any way any man would in this room, he acted according to the word of God. How can I get an amen? Here's what he said. She was supposed to be a virgin until they were married, not willing to make her a public example though. And in Deuteronomy 22:21, she would have been stoned to death. He said, I will put her away privately. You say, what does that mean, preacher? He could have annulled the whole thing with two witnesses. Everything could have been done. Everything could have been done away with two witnesses. But instead of being hasty with his decision, instead of being hasty with his problem, he started thinking about things. He started thinking about, hey, she's got to be a just woman. She's got to be pure. She's got to be telling me the truth. Surely this ain't happened. Surely it hasn't went that way. I want you to know, oh, Joseph had a problem. Hey, but he didn't let his problem define him. You know what he did? He went on down in here in verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, I want you to know, you may have a problem today, but you got a promise on the way. Woo! You may have a problem today, but you got a promise that's on the way. Anytime you see something as a problem, you remember this today, God can turn it into a blessing. It depends how you view your problem, if it's going to be a burden or it's going to be a blessing. I see here that he had come to this place and he understood he had a problem. His wife had already been pregnant, and he don't understand. He's a just man. He's not did nothing wrong. He's upright. He's holy. He's doing things that ought to be done. And you say, preacher, what was going through his mind? I don't have no clue, but I know he thought about it because the Bible said he did. He thought about it, and look what he did. Not only did he have a problem being a just man, but he's fixing to receive a promise because he's a just man. Now, it doesn't matter if you're saved or if you're lost, problems are going to come. But God, if you're saved in here today, he's promised you a way out of every problem that's in your life. Look what he says here in verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, what did he think on? He thought on, man, what could be happening? But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared. I want you to look at this promise that the angel of the Lord gave him in Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Here's the promise. He said, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. I say to you, he didn't only have a problem being a just man, but he received a promise. Because he was a just man. Here's that promise. The angel of the Lord appeared and he said, fear not to take Mary. Do not be scared of her. Take her. Take her for who she is. That promise was special. Why was it special, preacher? That promise came from the Holy Ghost. That promise came. He said this promise has already been taken care of by the Holy Ghost. Friends, there's promises today that you can claim and you hold on to your life because them promises have been made through the Holy Ghost today. Can I get an amen? Man, God has promised you things. He's gave you things. You say, all I see is the problem. Where's the promise? Get off your problem and get on your promise. Amen. Whoa, glory. That promise was special because it had been made by the Holy Ghost. But that promise was also specific. God had gave Joseph a specific promise. Here's that specific promise. Look what he said. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son. He said, listen, you got a promise. Don't you just get in line with me. Folks, today we want to try to figure out everything about the Bible. We want to be scholars. We want to be experts. We want to be know-it-alls. Listen to me. If you're going to line up with God and you're going to do what God's told you to do, there's going to be some things in your life you're not going to know nothing about. He's just going to move. If you've got to know all the answers and you've got to figure it all out, you're going to miss out on some promises he's gave you in your life. What do, preacher? You're just going to have to line up with it. When he tells you to do it, you just got to do it. Even when it don't make sense, even when it don't line up, even when you say, I don't see how this is going to work, that's when he works the best. If you can figure out the solution, listen to me. If you can figure out the solution, why do you even need a source? If you can figure out everything in your life, Joseph didn't know. He's walking by faith. Not by sight. Sight told him she's done messed up. Sight's done told him she's done something that ain't right. Sight's done told him everything. But he said, listen, there's somebody bigger than what I can see. And the Spirit said, not only do you got a problem, but I got a promise I'm going to give you through this. I got a promise that I'm going to give you through this. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? Let me show you this in the Bible here. It said this promise that came to his life. I want you to look at this. Not only that promise was of the Holy Ghost, and that promise was specific, shall bring forth a son, but that promise was going to be a savior of the world. And she shall bring forth a son. You're talking about a promise. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Man, I don't know about you, but that fires me up. For he shall save his people from their sin. I will never forget in a million years, Miss Mavis Egger. I'll never forget it. Y'all, I'll never forget her. We was praying for a child. We was praying that God would bless. We was praying that God would give us another one. Miss Mavis, she'd come into that old building over there, and she'd will, Brother Johnny would will her in, and she'd come in, and here's what she'd say. She'd say, hey, we're still praying for that baby. That baby's still a-coming. That baby's still a-coming. We're praying for that baby. We're praying for that baby. And you go by there, and I say, thank you, Miss Mavis, thank you. She had faith that we didn't have. Hey, I want you to know, even though the doctor said it wasn't possible, even though the doctor says it wasn't coming, even the doctor done gave the report, they done said it couldn't happen, we had somebody that had faith. Can I get an amen? And I want you to know, don't let your problems overcome your faith. You've got a promise in the Holy Ghost this morning. And I got a promise sitting there. He drives me crazy sometimes, but he's a promise of the Lord. And he gave me what I wanted. He gave my wife what she wanted. Out of due time. You talking about out of due time? 42-year-old and a 40-year-old, we out of due time. But we got a God in heaven. We got a God in heaven. And we had an old saint knew how to get a hold of God. Can I get an amen? Hey, we need some people in here not to complain, but get a hold of God. Boy, you know somebody can get a hold of God. You put them in your hip pocket, and you don't get away from them. He had a problem, but he had a promise. And I want to show you the purpose that he had when he got up. Have you ever had a problem, and you got down, and you prayed about it, and God promised you something, and you got up with a pep in your step, you got up with a purpose? Man, it wasn't like it was when you went down praying. It wasn't like it was when you thought about it. You've been praying and praying and praying, and God gave you that answer. Son, you come up. Nobody can tell you nothing. Look at this in the Bible in verse number 22. Now, all this was done. Everything is done. According, look at this. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, behold. He said, I want you to look. I want you to listen. Something that is impossible is possible with God. Do you believe that today? Something that's impossible with man is possible with God. You cannot tell me it is possible that a virgin can be pregnant. That's impossible. That cannot happen. But it did. Why? Because that's how big God is. That's how big God, that's who we serve. And the only way that we could have a sacrifice to save us from our sin is we could not have no sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Why? Because he came through that virgin womb. He came through that virgin, knew no sin, my friend. Man had not destroyed it, had not tampered with it, hadn't done nothing, and he came forth. Man, I'm telling you, that's the Savior we serve. You say, that's impossible. That's possible. You can't have salvation without believing the virgin birth. He said, a virgin. He said, behold, stop, look, listen. You said, that's impossible. You being saved is impossible. But it's possible with God. I'm just going to have come part up here. Brother John, it's possible. It's possible. Brother Tony, it's possible. It's possible. I want to ask somebody here right now, is it possible in your life? I'm trying to figure all this out, preacher. Quit trying to figure it out and just get in line with God. What's impossible is possible with God. He said, behold a virgin. Look at it. Behold a virgin shall be with child. That is impossible. But not with God. Not with God. Not with God. Man, I go around this room and I brag on y'all. Depends what crowd I'm around. No, I'm serious. If what crowd I'm around, I use certain names. If I know they know you, I say, you know so-and-so? Yeah, man, I know him. I say, he got saved and going to church. What? He's in church? Yeah, he's in church. He got saved. There ain't no way. I said, man, what's possible with man? What's impossible with man is possible with God. Are you serious? I'm serious heart attack. I'm serious. How long has he been going? How long has she been going? I tell him. Why is that, preacher? Because what is impossible in my little mind is possible with God. I'm talking to somebody today. Joseph wasn't just a man. Joseph was a just man. He still had problems, but he still had a promise. Folks, I'm telling you today, don't you ever let your problems shadow the promise God's gave you on your life. 12 years, me and that woman prayed for that little boy. 12 years we prayed. They was couples come to us. Listen to me. They was couples that come to us, I'm telling you, that wanted babies. Here we praying for ours. We pray for theirs. 30 days, they pregnant. They having a baby. That baby's shining, doing good. Here we still are. We still ain't got our promise. But we knew he promised it. What'd you do, preacher? Did you get bitter? Oh, no, I just got better. I just got better. Man, I just got excited because I knew his answer. I knew it. I knew the line wasn't stopped up going to heaven. Amen? I knew it wasn't stopped up. I knew it was alive and well because he was answering prayers over there. He just gave us ours when he knew we needed it. Don't let your problem, if you're a just man in here, don't let your problems overrun your promise, because you got a purpose in your life. And God's wanting to use you, and he don't want the problem to interfere with your promise that he's given you. See, Joseph was thinking about it. What I do I stone her? I take her here, she can be stoned, or I can put her away privately. What do I do? The ball's in my court. What do I do? What do I do? And Jesus said, the Lord said, there ain't nothing to think about. I got you, just listen to me. I got you, just listening to me. Now, most of y'all, us men in here, stone her. I tell you right now, just stone the fire out of her. Is that not who we are? A judgmental generation? We judge everything? She's a liar. There's no way. There ain't no way. Am I talking to anybody? There ain't no way. But you know what Joseph did? He thought about it. And the Spirit of the Lord, the angel of the Lord came to him and said, behold, I got a purpose for this. Not only was Mary, get this, not only was Mary favored, Bible says Mary was favored, had favor. Favor ain't fair. Y'all know that? Favor ain't fair. It ain't. Don't ever think favor's fair. You can look at somebody and say, they don't deserve nothing they got, but God don't care if you deserve it or not. He'll pour it on you. He's ready to bless your life. He'll just clean off the spot and bless it. Favor ain't fair. Favor ain't fair at all. Mary was favored. Joseph was just. Joseph was just. And he said, I got a purpose for you. Never let your problem rob your promise, because you got a purpose. You do. Let me show you the purpose that he had. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, behold, she's going to have a child. Let me show you the purpose. Let me show it to you right here in the Bible. Look at the purpose. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and they shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. What's the purpose? The only way God's going to get with us is through Jesus. The only way God was going to be able to come to us was through Jesus. He said it's going to be called Emmanuel, and he's going to be God with us. Listen, at the birth of Jesus, God didn't become. He already has been. Jesus just didn't come on the scene at the birth. He's always has been. He's a has been. He always has been. Look at his purpose. Jesus, here's what he said. Joseph did as he was bidden to do, as he was told. Verse 24, here's the purpose when he got up. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did. He did what he was supposed to do. He did. Can you say this morning, I did what I'm supposed to do? Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. I see he had a problem. I see he had a promise. I see he received a purpose. And all the way through this, because the hand of God was on him and protected him. He protected him all the way through. Folks, this morning, as your pastor, I want you to know, I want you to say, is it worth being a just man, or can I just be a man? No. You and I, just men and just women, we got to be just for Jesus. We got to be lined up with Scripture. We got to be lined up with the Bible. We got to be lined up with Jesus. When problems come, you got to remember what the Lord has told you and promised you in the Scriptures. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He sticketh closer than a brother. You say, why preach this at Christmas time? Because for some folks, this is the most loneliest time. They've lost loved ones. They've lost spouses. They've lost kids. This is a hard time of year. You say, this is the most glorious time of the year. It is, but it's also a hard time. And you say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do know what you're going through. I understand hard time. I understand. I understand completely what it is to feel lonely. And the first thing that the Lord said that was wrong and not good is when he made man, and he said in the book of Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone. And he made the woman. He said it's not good. He seen there was a problem in the beginning, but he also gave us a promise, and he's gave that promise that we may have a purpose on our life, and we're protected through the Holy Ghost this morning. And he's gave us that promise through Jesus Christ. He's gave us that. I want to give you this. Look at the protection. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. Knew her not. He knew her not. What was he? He was obedient to what God had told him to do. He was a just man. He was just. Let me give you this. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called. Look, I want you to look at this blessing. This man had a problem to begin. Sister Patsy, he had a problem to begin with. Now he's fixing to get to call him something. He fixing to call him Jesus. And he called him Jesus. It costed him something, though. It cost him something. Throughout the rest of the Bible, you know what he's known as? Not as Joseph. You know what he's known as? He said, is that not the carpenter's son? Is that not just the carpenter's son? Is that just not Braden? Is that just not so? Listen to me. When you come to know Jesus, and you call him your Savior, and you call him your Lord, he must increase, and you must decrease. Joseph didn't go say, hey, and by the way, that's my son. Read on over in Luke. They even lost Jesus. They even lost him. Supposed he had been in the company. He didn't treat him no different. Because why? Because he was a just man. Today when Jesus Christ comes into your life, he'll change you from being just a man or just a woman to being just in what you do. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm thankful this Christmas season that a problem may arise. No problem bigger than what Joseph had. But what he had his faith built on, he didn't let it waver. He said, there may be a problem, but I got a promise. Titus 1:2, Brother Tony, what does it say? God who cannot lie. He made a promise. He made a promise. And he's gave everybody on the sound of my voice, all anywhere you can go, a purpose. And as long as you're fulfilling his purpose and in his will, his protection is on your life. It is on your life. The gates of hell will not prevail, even though they'll come, but they will not prevail. This morning, I don't know about you, but I got so much to thank him for, that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to ask my men a question. If somebody asks you, who about so-and-so, can they say, that's a just man right there? Man's just. Man's holy. He said, preacher, I wouldn't use the word holy for anybody. Peter did. He said, be ye holy for I'm holy, what the Lord said. Joseph had a reputation. What's your reputation this morning? He said, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Went a long ways in the Bible. Noah, just man. John the Baptist, just man. My Savior. Pilate's wife said he's a just man. I don't know a lot about him, but I know he's a man that does things justly. What would be said about your reputation this morning? if somebody got to call you? Would it be saying, "Ah, he's just a man. Just a man." Or can they say, "He is a just man"? Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Lord, this morning we have entered in. We've already in all year long, Father. Here at this church, we believe in the virgin birth. We believe, Father, what's impossible with man, Luke 1:35, what's impossible with man is possible with you. Father, whoever's in here right now and their life seems hopeless and out of control and they say, "I got the biggest problem in the world." Their problem is not as big as their solution. Father, you are bigger. Satan makes us think our problem is huge. What could not be a problem, but could just be a promise coming that way. Lord, sometimes we label a problem when it may just be a promise from you. Lord, won't you move on somebody, give them a purpose this morning and protect them. Lord, I know there's mamas and daddies around this place right now that's got kids. I got two. And Lord, I'm asking for the protection on their life. Lord, it don't really matter what the crowd says. It's what our family says. Lord, they live with us, they walk with us, they eat with us, they breathe with us. And Lord, my prayer would be this morning that every daddy in this room, their children could say, "He is a just man." We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask you to